Welcome to the Virtual Antics Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs streamline their business to six figures and beyond. These short, sweet, and info-packed episodes will inspire, educate, and leave you feeling motivated to take one more step forward in your business. So put down your never-ending to-do list, because in this podcast, we are interviewing the best of the best in the entrepreneurial world as they spill their secrets to success. This podcast is sponsored by Nandora, the all-in-one software for entrepreneurs to grow their business with unlimited landing pages, automations, emails and text campaigns, and so much more. I'm your host, Natalie Guzman. Now let's get into it. Welcome back to the Virtual Antics Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Natalie Guzman. I am so excited because I have just the coolest person ever on the call today. So Rebecca Scott is here, and she is a Midwest mama, serial entrepreneur, I can relate, host of the Encourager podcast, designer and founder of a handmade purse and accessory brand for 15 years, and she is a coach for moms committed to helping them thrive in their multi-passionate lifestyle without hustling. Welcome, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, I'm so excited you're here. I know when we first met, I just felt like this huge burst of energy from you, and I can relate because I feel like I give off that too. And It was just like the coolest synergy. So I'm so excited that you're here. And to talk about something that, you know, I've experienced myself, but I feel like I definitely did a lot more hustling than I should have. So I'm so excited you're here to talk about it. So how'd you get into entrepreneurship?
You know, it's kind of that age old question where it's like, you don't know how to answer it, because I think sometimes, not always, because I think it can be developed, but I would gather to say like true entrepreneurship. They've been doing it since they were like four. Like they just didn't know any other way of like, wait a minute, I could do this. And so like I started sewing at the age of four. And then by fourth grade, I was selling stuff on the playground that I had sewn. So for me, it was really innate. Like it was just born in me to be like, hey, I think I could make that and sell that. So started early on for me to answer that question. And then when I would get jobs, I would still be like, for example, I went to school for radio and TV broadcasting, totally random, but I met a man and he's still my husband, and I just wanted to get married and have babies. So I was like, well, I'll just do radio because I already had a little bit of experience in it. So anyways, I'm doing that and I'm at the radio station and they have me doing the 5 a.m. Sunday morning program or whatever. And I was like, gosh, this place is really messy. I'm going to ask if they need a janitor. So then they needed it. So then I was being their janitor also. And then I'm like, gosh, you guys need a new paint job. So then I asked them if I could paint their stuff. So I was always like, no matter what job I was in, I was still looking at the fringe things around that could be done that I could do. So that helps explain a little bit of the entrepreneur journey. And then when I got my full-time job in radio, it just wasn't creative enough. And so I was still doing the same thing where this was a bigger radio station, so they didn't need a janitor. But I was like, can I help write your copy? And they couldn't. They couldn't say yes to the things that I wanted. And part of that is just because it was more corporate, like, no, we have people. And I was like, well, then I'm not your person. So I started making the purses as just a creative outlet, realizing I'm just going to have to do this 8 to 5. Like, this is just what it is. And so I would come home and sew because I love accessories. I love accessories. And I thought, well, I'll get my sewing machine out. It creates joy. And then we gave them as Christmas gifts and people started asking like, their friends and family were like, wait, where'd you get that purse? Oh, it was a gift. And then they started placing orders. And so I'd love to say the rest is history, but there's 15 years of history in there. So we'll talk about that a little bit, but that is how it started. I started making these purses, people liked them, and then they started placing orders. And the alarms went off of like, oh, yes, then I could stay home, raise babies, stay married to this cute guy, and live my dream. So that's how my journey started.
That's awesome. So being a mom and an entrepreneur, I feel like is one of the hardest jobs, but you're a serial entrepreneur, meaning you have more than one entrepreneur job, more than one business. So how do you kind of balance it all?
Well, balance used to be this word that everybody's like, don't say the word balance. It is true. Cause that's just it. I don't know that it can be balanced, but I do think we can harmonize our roles. So if we chose to be married and we're a spouse and we're a mom and we're an entrepreneur, and then we pick up another little side gig, I think they can be harmonized, but I think we have to be intentional about what it looks like. And so I think when we take that approach of balancing, it means one is doing better than the other, or you're trying not to get it to be like that. Well, that's exhausting. Like even just doing the motions is exhausting. So I like to think of it more as harmonizing the two of them. I'm losing track of your question, Natalie. You said, like, how do it is the toughest job to be an entrepreneur and a mom because there isn't a system already in place, right? We're just, and it's, for me, I literally started from scratch. Like, nobody was making custom purses. And now we've been doing it. And so I do have systems that have developed. But I think because I knew I wanted to still be a really good mom and be present and be a great spouse, I had to create systems, whether I created them myself from scratch or borrowed bits and pieces from other people. That's how I knew, like, I have got to have my own system if I'm going to do both of these and make sure that they harmonize together.
Yeah. And I feel like that's when things kind of started evening out for us, was like when I started creating like our SOPs, our standard operating procedures, and then handing those to our team, our virtual assistants, and then kind of just getting in this flow where I was able to take, you know, certain days of the week off, and or able to, you know, my daughter go to all her doctor's appointments, so she can be overwhelming. But I like that you said that it's not balancing, it's harmonizing, which is interesting because I do feel like there's always like a give or a take in all these sections of my life, right? Because I'm a mom, I'm a wife to a first responder, I am a business owner, I am just me too, I'm a daughter to, you know, my stepfather has Alzheimer's, all these things, right? I think before I started like delegating, even delegating to my children, my husband, which is a whole nother thing. But once I started like relying on other people, it no longer felt like a tug of war. It felt more like almost kind of like when those like balance beams. So it's like, okay, I'm spending a little bit more attention here, and now I'm going to spend a little more attention here. And so I really like that you said harmonizing, because it sometimes I feel like.
Like just what you said right there, the harmonizing, if you think of the word harmonizing and literally like somebody's hitting the A and somebody's hitting the C, it's just a lower vibration and a higher vibration. And like those can sound still really beautiful together, but we'd be lying if we didn't say some work weeks are heavier than our home lives and the reverse of that. I don't think that that has to happen for extended amounts of time, which is a lot of what everyone says. It's like, it's okay, you're a really good mom this week and then you'd be a really bad mom next week. I was like, no, that is not an option. So how do I in fact play the beautiful note and harmonize these two together?
Yeah. And another interesting point to that, I had, last night I heard a debate about to-do lists, right? Okay. And one guy's like, don't do it. Don't have them. He's like, put things in your calendar, but don't have a to-do list. And the other one's like, yes, have a to-do list so you can schedule it out and, you know, organize it this way. It was just very interesting. And I was actually thinking, you know, sometimes work is a lot heavier and we didn't plan for it. And so sometimes even I like on my to-do or my calendar just to schedule like, breaks or free time. I started doing this thing where I have calls every other week. So a whole week I don't have calls, which I was doing like 30 calls a week. So I was overwhelmed. So I think that harmonizing, like what you're saying, like make one week heavier, make the next week lighter. So that way you can really focus on whatever area in your life. And if you know there's a birthday coming up, make sure that's more less work that week. Those birthdays, they'll sneak up on you. My kids are about to turn 8 and 7. So
yeah, absolutely. We just had a birthday this week. I could totally relate. That's an interesting thing though about the to-do list. Mine is so satisfying. I gotta have it because I like to mark the things off. So if I didn't have one, I would be obnoxious. I would be so obnoxious to people. I need my to-do list. Thank you very much.
And another point, the one that didn't like the to-do list was a man, and the one that did was a woman. So
okay, that might say something right there.
disclaimer right there. So that was but it was like a business coach of like 40 years versus, you know, a woman like in her 30s that is a mom and a wife and has multiple businesses as well. So it's very interesting dynamic. You know what?
One of my rules for that is do not take advice from anybody you wouldn't switch places with.
Oh.
So think about that. You know, I'm not switching places with him. It's not that he's probably not a great guy and has similar priorities and values that I do, but I wouldn't switch places. He's not living all the roles that I am living. So, yeah.
It's just a good little. I love that. That's like mind blown. That is.
It's not mine. Somebody gave it to me years ago, but I use it when I'm always filtering. Like if I'm hiring a coach or just visiting with anybody, attracting friendships and all that. It's like, would I trade places with this person?
Yeah,
I know.
because I think that understanding is very, very important. I have a lot of clients come to me and they're so overwhelmed because they've been the coach to coach to coach, and I'm not really a coach. And so, but I do like strategize and I work them through scenarios. But there's a reason I don't label myself as a coach, and for that scenario is because I'm like their last hurrah. They're like, I just need to get this done, but I can't do it, so my team steps in, we handle it. And I kind of forgot where I was going with it, but anyways, so that is just oh yeah, so that's why, like you're saying, I was thinking about like trying to get like a business coach someone I could relate to, and they really won't understand unless they've kind of gone through at least some of what I've gone through.
Oh my gosh, yes, 1000%. Guys, don't hire a coach that isn't currently living or has lived where you want to be. And a ton of that, you guys, don't be so dialed in on the certifications, but more about the experience.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have a ton of certifications in coaching, but I have a heck of a lot of experience, 15 years of running three different brands, kiddos, we farm and ranch, like you name it. And so that speaks louder than the certifications, just the experience.
Yeah. And just to back up that statement, I've been running my business since 2015, and we have done so much marketing and website design and funnels and automations. I never went to college. I was a foster kid that couldn't afford
Really?
it. So yeah, everyone always says, where'd you get your marketing degree? And it's never my clients that ask me this. It's like people that want to do what I do. And I'm like, I didn't, I just self-taught and, trial and error and learning from other business owners. And that's kind of where I got to do. So I think it's also, the experience is really important because they actually have done the things that they're going to teach you to do.
Yes, and
So.
here's the best part. They'll also probably tell you what they failed at. At least a good coach will tell you their failures and their successes so that you can learn and not have to do the really expensive lessons that failed.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of coaches shy away from like the negative aspect, but I think it's so important to like talk about the failures and talk about the negatives. And even, I've been talking with a client of mine that's really struggling in the hiring process. And so we talk about the worst scenario and we talk about the best scenario. And then we talk about the middle. And I just think that something's so therapeutic about that. So when she does experience the worst, if she does, she is prepared for it mentally.
Absolutely. I always put in my hiring process one of the lines in there, and I will boldly say it is unapologetically positive.
Oh, I
And they're like,
love that.
oh, that might be intimidating. I'm like, nope, not for the right person I want. Like, because I'm not gonna like come down from my little Pollyanna viewpoint. Guys, believe me, I'm not always positive and energetic and stuff, but I need to attract the people that can still stay there and want to get there as well. Like their desire is for the positivity.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what's going to really drive them too, to complete something, complete their goals, is having that positivity and that right energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, I'm the encourager. So if you do have one of those bad moments, I'm going to encourage you up. Like, I'll build you up. We'll do this. We'll finish the craft. We'll cross the finish line together.
That's amazing. So what type of people do you coach and kind of help through?
A lot of them are women entrepreneurs, or I actually do a lot of coaching of stay-at-home moms also who are running either nonprofits or just want to be more in tuned to systems within their home, but maybe they want to start a little side gig. So it might be an MLM, it might be volunteering more at their Christian school. It might just be they're doing something other, and I do not mean disrespect for stay-at-home moms, but they're doing something other than just the amazingness and the amount of work that's involved in the home. So usually have one other side gig that they're doing. Or I coach a lot of people, like you said, they're on their last thread and they're like, I need to take this home and I don't have the know-how. So mine is I just feel completely chaotic in both home and work life, and I don't know where to start. And they're my favorite because I have a framework called the five systems that just like walks them through it, but it's self-guided. So I can say like, and I love when I get to coach them, especially one-on-one, because I pick up on the things that delight them. You've seen it on a client's face when their face lights up and you're like, wait a minute, you just like really came alive there. And they're like, and embarrassed to admit it, like, I don't know why, but I love shopping for vacuum cleaners. But well, tell me more about that. And then, it also might cater when I learn what they're excited about or what's lighting them up that they aren't even willing to admit to themselves. Then I'm like, well, let's like pull that thread a little bit and talk about that. Maybe they love laundry and they're like, I just don't allow enough days for laundry. Believe me, there is people out there that do that. And I was like, oh, not me. But I'm like, well, then let's apply a little bit more time to figuring out your laundry system so it's not overwhelming. And it goes back to that you get into binge watch whatever while you fold laundry, you know? So that's a lot of who I coach is people that are just very overwhelmed with home and work life and are receiving the message that you can't do both well. It has to be one or the other every other week or whatever. Like, it's not like we're not going to parent. And I'm like, I don't believe that is true. And I've been doing it for 15 years. And I am not always joyful and they are not always beautifully harmonized. But for the most part, we do them well together, which is why I can pick up another brand and I can pick up another pursuit because we have systems in place. So that's who I like to coach and who I like to keep rallying around and telling them that no, it is possible to do both well and with joy. Because they're like, well, I guess it just requires more hustle. I'm like, no, it doesn't. No. I try to remove as much hustle as possible. It's too exhausting.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I actually I think that's so needed because I had two children 12 months apart, and then I had to find a side hustle to help contribute to the household. And that's kind of how I got into my whole business and virtual assistants. And so having, I always say that, I started being a mom at same time I became an entrepreneur, which it sounds like that's like a lot of people you coach. That is so overwhelming. I actually got diagnosed with like sleep deprivation because I wasn't sleeping enough. And oh man, it was horrible. And I think that's also we had the rockiest time in my marriage was, when the kids were babies, of course, because you really don't understand until you're thrust into it just like how much it is. So,
Completed.
yeah.
Absolutely.
Where were you when my kids were little? I might just have to hire you now, even though they're almost
I would
seven
love
and
it.
eight.
I would love it because they're still like, I always say there's, I mean, so far with my four kids, this has been true for me, but I don't know this is true for everybody. There is a sweet period in parenting from about the age of 5 till about 10, 11. That is so awesome. They're like
Yeah, I
a
love
little bit
it.
self-sufficient. They've got opinions, but they're still lovey-dovey. And then past 10, then there's a little bit more parenting, but you are in that sweet period. So just soak up every last minute of that sweet period.
Yeah, I love they'll do chore charts. Like they love it. My daughter loves to know that she has to put her glasses on every morning and see it on a little paper. And it's like
Kids,
the coolest thing. Yeah. And they got really cool personalities. You get to see what they're good at. I love the stage. I did not like before five. I loved my kids. I loved my family, but under five was like, so if someone is listening and they're experiencing that right now, I'm with you. I'm just sending you positive thoughts. But it's hard and it does get better. There is that sweet spot. So
There's a sweet spot. I always wish they would have came in at the age of 2 because that newborn stage, to me, I was like, this is a 7-pound sack of flour and I just have to keep it alive. So there was just like, ah, so much nervousness. Now I got better, obviously, with each one of them. But I'm like, I would like to have a conversation with God about the age of 2 on. It's a little more manageable and a little less scary.
oh yeah, I remember, we've been through a couple of hurricanes, and as a former Massachusetts girl, we never had hurricanes in Massachusetts. So we had blizzards. I could take those any day, but hurricanes are a whole nother beast. And I remember, my husband's a first responder, so he was working during the hurricane. So I was at home with two babies and a dog, and I was like, who gave me a license to take care of these human beings? Like who certified me to do this? And then who gave me the permission to hire people to be a boss and to like help people in their businesses? That's their livelihood. Like I'm like, who gave me permission to do this?
This is such a good segue, Natalie, because I can't help but think you saying that is so relatable, right? But the message out there is like, it's all chaotic and it's gonna be fine. You're gonna get through it. And I'm like, that is a crock of bull, if I be so bold. You were given these roles for a reason. I'm a woman of faith, so I know that God gave you these individual roles and he sees you fit to do them. Do not let anybody tell you it is not possible. Even when they're teeny tiny, like you talked about, if you are pursuing a side hustle, it may not look like when they're 5, but you could still do it at 1%. You could still be having one client or one product or one social media platform. You guys, like, it's still doable. And you asking yourself, because I still like, am I qualified to do this? And then you throw your shoulders back and you're like, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. I got through hurricanes with two babies and a dog while my husband was out serving everybody else. I can do this. Like,
Yeah.
so believe in the fact that when you pursue a role or you're holding a role, that it's all in the big picture of what you're capable of. 100%.
100%. Yeah. I love that we just said that. So it has to be 100%.
Yeah. I don't believe it needs to be chaotic because it's not like we can say no to some of the roles. You can't stop being a daughter. You can't
Yeah.
stop taking care of your stepdad. You can't stop being a spouse, or we don't want to, you know? Like, so how am I going to manage these roles well? And it's possible.
Yeah, 100%. So where can we learn more about you and find more about your services?
Oh, awesome. Well, there's tons of resources out there. So I do run three brands. So if you're interested in the coaching or my podcast, I have 250 plus episodes. So you can binge listen to all kinds of my resources and my practical tips and actions at theencouragerpodcast.com. Or if you search for The Encourager on any of your podcast apps, on my website, there's tons of these free resources where we have a habit tracker, probably similar to what Natalie offers as well. We just have a ton of free resources on there. And I've also made a digital course called The Encourager Academy. And that has the five systems that I run my life with. And it's less than 6 hours. So you can absorb it in a weekend, you guys. And it's just so practical. You walk away with a worksheet from every system so that you can cater it to your unique lifestyle. And you have lifetime access. So you can go back and be like, you know what? I really need to revisit my food system. It's totally broke. You have lifetime access to the academy. And then I also offer one-on-one coaching if you're interested in that. I'd love to stand beside you because, again, I'll recognize when your face lights up and the different roles that you want to improve. I'll rally behind you. And I've got tons of easy, practical things to start implementing them so you'll see the results that you want. And then if you want a really cute purse, as long as we are live, or not
Yes,
live, but in video, guys, I make custom purses that are pretty
super cute.
darn fun. And so if you go to designyourownpurse.com, you get to customize your own purse and accessories, including some genuine leather products as well.
Awesome. I'll make sure all that's in the show notes as always as
Thank you.
well. But thank you so much for coming on. It's
Thank you,
been so
Natalie.
much fun.
Yes, and guys, listen to the encourager because Natalie's going to be on mine.
I can't wait. All right. And we'll talk to you guys next time on the Virtual Antics Podcast.